Hello, people. Welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Gigi. Today we talk about football. Okay, people. I'm going to be talking today about Manchester United. I mean, yesterday I was about to talk about that, but I had to deal with the Celtic situation. So today it's Manchester United. I mean, what a weekend. What a game, you know, between Manchester United and the Saints. I mean, I told you last week, my prediction of this year, the weekend, was for Manchester United to win that game. They had to win that game. There was no reason for them not to lose that game. But again, once again, they start slowly. I mean, almost had a heart attack. Two goal, came back, and then what happened? We've got Cavani. Cavani came back and scored two goal. What a player. What a striker. I mean, that guy, he has a killer instinct. That dude has a killer instinct. The movement, anticipation, he was unbelievable. I think he has to start. He has to start next week. There is no chance. He's starting next week. But the reason why I need to talk about Manchester United today is not really about a victory, because we all know there's a lot of issue. There's a lot of problem at Manchester United. What happened against the Saints, against Southampton? That's not going to happen against the Chelsea, against the Tottenham, no, against the Man City. We're not supposed to win that game. We're not even supposed to get to point on that game, but we won the game. But I tell you right now, there's a lot of problem. There's a lot of things going on right there. I think Cavani saved Ole job. I think that's what happened there. I think today, Ole should go to his office, sit down, call Cavani, and give him half of his paycheck. That's exactly what he need to do today. Because I was about to kill him. I was about to come down here and ask Ole to leave the building. Because we can't, right now, we need to be close to the Chelsea. We need to be close to Tottenham. We need to be close to Liverpool. I don't want to be close to Aston Villa. I don't want to be close to West Ham. No, I want to be close to those top guys over there. That's the reason why we have the money that we have. This is unbelievable. Why do we always have to start so slow? How come? I mean, we need to have a setup here. I understand that we play the Champions League during the week. You know, you're coming back, you have to play Premier League. It's tough. I get that. I understand that completely. But at the same time, sometimes just get yourself set up. I mean, this is why football is for 90 minutes. I mean, I get that. The first 45 minutes, you can just play safe. What I mean by safe, just get yourself set up to not lose the game. That's it. And then next half, try to push and win the game. Sometimes this is how you have, sometimes you have to win ugly. You don't have to go out there and play that beautiful football. It doesn't have to be like that all the time. Sometimes sit back, wait, and see how those opportunities come up for you to score. That sometimes you just need to do that. But no. Once again, we're behind. Two goals behind. I mean, I was like, what on earth is going on here? All in you. And you know what? It's funny because every time you see manager getting into those type of situations, especially when they know they're going to get some pushback or they're going to get into pressure into the job, they make some quick adjustment. I mean, for the first time, I saw Ole making a quick change in the second half. He came up, he was like, okay, Cavani need to go now. This is what I want to see. I like to see the manager going up and down, trying to make some adjustment. I don't like people sitting back, you know, waiting for things to happen. When something is not working in front of you, make the change. You have to adjust. Make the change. Who cares if it's the first half? Who cares that that's the first 2, 3, 4 minutes? Sometimes that's what happens in sport. Everybody train. You have the whole week or a couple of days to train. When you get to that game and you clash, sometimes, you know, whatever plan that you have is not working. What happened? You have to adjust. You have to bring something else on the table. If you have any playbook or play calls, come out, you know, make the change. Who cares? I mean, this time he made a kid very quickly. He knew he had to make something happen. We needed a spark, man. We needed something to happen. So many opportunities we couldn't score. And once again, Manchester United has a slow start. I mean, that's not the first time it's happening. But again, this was against the Saints. I tell you right now, we play against Chelsea, we play against Man City or Tottenham or Liverpool, we're losing this game. That's a fact. That's a fact. But Ole, I think Ole says that. He says that, look, this game here, I got to put everything I can. Anything that I need, you know, any changes required, he made the change that he had to make. He knew. We lose this game, Ole will not coach again. He knew that. Right now, Edison Cavani bought some time to Ole job. He knew that. If I'm Ole, I'm calling the guy in my office saying, man, you saved my life. You saved me. You saved my job. That's exactly what Cavani did. But we all know there's a lot of issue right now. There's a lot of issue. Ole need to get his head right. He need to get the right former. He need to get those guys ready for the Premier League games. I don't want to hear any excuse because they had the Champions League. I don't care. We need to keep up on that league. We want to win the league. We want to push against the Tottenham, against the Man City. We have the player to do that. I just don't not understand why we always start slowly like that. And I understand. I mean, for the past few games now, especially away from home, we're performing really good because it seems they, you know, they have a lot of freedom when they play away from home. It seems they have a little bit more pressure when they play at Old Trafford. But away from home, you know, they're playing well. Now, I got to say, you know, the Saints, Southampton, this is a really good team too. This is a really good team. Top 5, top 6 right now, very good. This is the team, they're not going to win the title. They know they're not going to go down. But they will be, how can I say that? They will be what we call a pest. You know, they will take point off of Chelsea, you know, Man City. They're always going to be around there just to let you know that they're there, but they're not really, really there. And that's exactly what you saw. I mean, after we scored the 2 goals, man, you know, there was panic all over. Then we, at that point, I knew we had to win the game. This was the Manchester United way. I don't like coming over here and talk about people, Joe. I just don't like that because I like Ole. Ole is a legend at Manchester United. He's a legend. I want him to do well. I really want him to. But I think his management skills right now is in question because I don't need somebody who's too nice. He's too nice. He looked like a too nice guy. He's trying to please all those players. I don't need somebody to come over and please me all the time. No. You need to get those guys ready to play football and play for Manchester United. That has to be the mindset. The mindset is you come and play for. If you're not performing, it's the expectation. Because the expectation for Manchester is to win all the time. We have to win. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you can have a bad game. I get that. But this game, this specific game was the game for us to win. Because we knew you lose that game, that's it. You're out of the title race. Right now, we're back there. You know, Chelsea against Chelsea Tottenham, they drew yesterday. So that means that they lost 2 points. So we're right up there, you know, with everybody now. Now, next week, we need to pick up another 3 points. We have to be there. Those are expectations for playing for Manchester United. That's exactly what we need. I don't want some, and that's exactly, you know what, last week is funny because I talk about that. The fact that Manchester United have one weekend, really good weekend, and the next weekend, you know, it seems everybody was on holiday. You just know what happened. We don't get 3, 4, 5, 6 game. Really good game. And then I don't mind getting a draw. I just don't mind. I'm not saying we need to win all the game, but we have to be consistent. But right now, we're not getting that consistency. But now, we're training the right direction. I feel like something is happening now. But again, Ole Solskjaer right now is still under pressure. He understands he need to bring results. This is a result business, people. Yesterday, I was talking about Neil Lennon for Celtic. That dude right now, I mean, Celtic right now, he, in the next few days or so, he's out. He's out of Celtic because he's not getting result. And that's just Celtic. With Manchester United, we have to be up there with all those guys. There is no chance. I don't want to be sitting next to Aston Villa or next to West Ham or next to Newcastle. No. I want to be up there with the Liverpool, the Tottenham, the Chelsea, and all those guys. That's where we're supposed to be. And also, you know, when we go to the Champions League, this is where we belong. We belong up there. And those kids, those guys right now, they need to bring that on every weekend. This is what you get paid for. And this is why you play for Manchester United. But boy. They almost gave me a heart attack. But you know what? I wait and see again what happened next week. I gotta see what happened. But we have to be consistent. But man, let me just come back again and talk about that Cavani boy. Man, what a pickup. I mean, let me just take a 5 minute talk about that boy right there. I mean, come on. This is football. I mean, that guy play like old school striker type of things, man. This is unbelievable the way he plays. He played yesterday. I mean, the movement, the run, the anticipation. I mean, that dude, it's like he knows where the ball is going to go. He's just that good. I know he's old now. He's getting old now. But boy, I don't want him to run around. All I need him to be, just sit inside that box and try to find that ball. That guy is good. That dude is good. We need to change the formation just to match that guy right there. This is what we need. I don't want him to sit on the bench. No. We need a faster to start quickly. We need somebody like that. That guy needs to start next week. I need him back next week. Greenwood, go back on the bench. He's a kid. What I'm saying right now, as a striker, when you earn the money that you're earning, I don't need you to have 6 or 7, you know, opportunity for you to score one goal. Has to be 1 or 2. Ratio of 2, you need to score 1. This is how it is when you play for Manchester United. If you want to have a ratio of 6 opportunities for 1 goal, you got to go and play for Aston Villa or the Sheffield United or all those small clubs. When you come in Manchester United, you have to take those opportunities. You have to. This is not a game, man. When you come to Manchester, we need to win. Champions League, the league. I mean, come on, and then you've got the cup games and all that. This is tough. But at the same time, you have to produce. I mean, Rashford. I love the boy. 1 week is so good. Next week is missing all those opportunities. You have to score. You have to take those opportunities. I just don't get that. You know, on the training ground, those guys, all they do is spend time and time and time again to make those balls. You know, you get those balls, put them on the net. You have to close those deals. You don't close those deals, that's going to come and bite you, man, by the end of the game. And towards the end of the season, especially. All those draw losses, you come back, you go back and revisit the game that you were supposed to win. You'll be like, come on. And this is why some of those kids, you know, at the end of the day, you get frustrated and then we just say, no, we can't trust you anymore, guys. You know, it's been 3, 4, 5 seasons, we don't trust you anymore, and just ship you out somewhere else. But I really want kids like Rashford, I want those Greenwood to stay there. But they need to be efficient. I mean, you have to be efficient. I cannot give you 6 opportunities for you to score 1. No, it has to be a ratio of 2. You score the 1. That's it. That's all we're giving you now. And I think Ole right now is, he has to make that clear for those strikers. They have to score. I mean, it's not like they're not getting opportunity. They've got clear-cut opportunity to score a goal. They're just not scoring enough goals. That's it. And that's not good enough. Today, they've got the medicine. They've got the coaches. They've got everything for them, you know, to be successful. Everything is up there for them to be successful. We're buying players, you know, in midfield to make those true passes. You know, you've got Anderson, you've got all those guys, Mata, all those midfield players making those good play for the striker to score. But they're missing so many balls. We cannot have that. Right now, we're going towards the second half of the season. We need everybody to be efficient and people stopping making mistakes at the back as well. It goes both ways, you know, from defense, you know, to the offense, all together. But man, Cavani, that dude, you know what? Ole is lucky. Because what I had prepared for him, you know, for him today, I mean, I just don't know. But Cavani right there, what he did that weekend? No. That dude, we all know he was the man of the match. That's for sure. But I tell you right now, He has to start. He has to start so that we can have those quick jump. And we cannot have those slow slants anymore. No. We need to start Cavani next time. He need to start. Okay, people. That's all I have for you today on Slick Talk Show. Stay tuned and I speak to you again tomorrow. Good night.